Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon. Always a pleasure to join you.
You know, I answer the phone, all of a sudden the sun comes up, the temperature is 1 degree warmer. How do you do that? That's fantastic.
I don't know. It looks pretty cloudy here, but
it does.
Any day without snow, I'm a happy camper.
And the good news is we just have a little bit of that in our forecast, but it's less than 50%, and it's Sunday night. So I don't think we'll worry about that too much. Now, I know you've had some transportation issues that haven't been involved with weather. Are you still looking for school bus drivers out there?
We are. We're doing a little bit better, but we are definitely looking for drivers. Even if somebody is interested and would like to ask some questions, we'd be glad to talk to you. Of course, you know, I think probably every school corporation is facing that same challenge these days. But, yeah, we would love to be able to talk to anybody that's interested in helping us out. It's interesting. Now, my mother was a school bus driver.
My mother-in-law was a school bus driver.
Yeah. And so bus drivers are pretty special to me.
Absolutely, 100%. Is this a full-time position, Dr. Sanders, or are you looking for a part-time, a little both?
A little both, yeah, a little both. If a driver is someone's willing to do more full-time, we can offer benefits. If they're interested in being a sub driver, we're interested in that. Or we are always looking for people to. We have a lot of teams traveling from different communities, and so that's another way to help out. And we could use any and all of the above.
Yep. So pass that along if you know somebody who's looking for
Just go to our website.
You get paid leave, insurance, all kinds of great things. So
yeah,
it's just not a show up and hang out kind of deal. No, this can be a full time experience if you need that to happen. How did Thanksgiving break go for everybody? We know you went a couple of days, and I know that seems like 200 years ago, but you had the rest of the week off. Everybody get their batteries recharged and ready to wrap up the semester.
Yes, we came back The first semester, there's just so much going on, so many different events and activities. It's hard for me to believe that we're almost to the end of the first semester, and the days in December will just fly by. There's a lot of after school events, evening holiday events, and you know, and that's actually one thing, Mike, I'd like to be able to share with our listeners today. I've kind of been on a roll to kind of get a trend back for our communities to come out and support students. You know, I was over at the high school the other night for one of our girls' games, and we have this big picture on the side of the gymnasium that goes into the cafeteria area. And the picture is just shows the gym so full. There's students sitting along the side of the court. And, you know, there was a time when our communities just really came out and packed the house for different events. And I'd just like to be able to see not just our own community, but other communities coming out and supporting our students. They work so hard, spend so many hours at whatever, whether it's on the stage or on the basketball court or on the wrestling mat or whatever. And it's just so important to these students when they come out and they see a packed house. It really gives them a lot of confidence, and I would like to just encourage not only the Ellisville community, but all communities come out and support their local school events.
Well, you usually can't beat the price either, can you?
You can't, and it's just good entertainment. And we've recently started at our basketball games, our coffee shop is open.
Oh, for hoops? Great idea.
Yeah, so they're serving smoothies and espressos, and they've got these really cool bubble drinks that are just really tasty. And so that's a student-run business that's you have to stand in line. That's the only problem. I guess that's
that's
a good
too
problem.
Good. It's too good. Well, that's outstanding because I know you had the boys or girls boys doubleheader to get you started off last weekend as well. You've got swimming and diving and wrestling and all the winter sports going on top of all of that. You're going to have music and plays and all the other great things. How do you get to all these things?
You know, it's just fun. That's the fun part of the job. I was just thinking about that Friday night when the pep band was playing and the teams were warming up, and I just, quite honestly, I just thought there isn't a better place to be than in a high school gym, and so that was pretty cool. And then I don't want to forget, Mike, to mention our Tis the Season performance is coming up this coming weekend, December 9th and 10th. And if you've never been to Tis the Season, you need to come out and see that performance. On the 9th, it's at 7 o'clock, and on the 10th, it's at 2 o'clock p.m. And the rumor has it that yours truly may have a little part in this year's Tis the Season.
Excellent. What is your area of strength?
Hopefully not tripping and falling down. But
if you can't laugh,
funny,
we got to laugh.
There's a little funny little skit that they asked me to be part
of.
Oh,
good.
That's not my area of expertise, so it'll be quite a challenge.
Well, you like the challenge, and you do anything for your corporation. I know that well. Folks that don't know what Tis the Season is, give us a little inside baseball here and tell us what we're going to see.
Yeah, it's a holiday program and involves our show choirs, and you'll see some funny skits, and there's a little play that goes on during the program. This year it's Polar Express, so there's just a little bit of everything, and it's just a very funny. There's funny parts to it, and there's very inspirational parts to it. And every year I just walk out of there and just amazed that I was just at a high school performance like Tis a Season. Looking forward to it.
Now, you're going to have two shows, correct? Friday and Saturday? Or are they both on Saturday?
No. One's on Saturday. The one Saturday's at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And the one on Sunday's at 2
Sunday.
O'clock.
A little matinee. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't think I had that right. I'm glad I brought that back up. And that's open to anybody. Like you said, if you're just looking for some wholesome activities and some fun things to be perhaps inside, if it gets a little chilly on Sunday, this will be at the auditorium.
At the auditorium. And there's a place for you to buy some cookies and treats as a fundraiser for the Fine Arts programs, and our coffee shop will be open, so it'll be very nice.
Excellent. So get there a little bit early so you don't have to wait too long in line, and you can get a great seat for it, because anytime Dr. Sanders takes the stage, we want to see what's going on. And we know Edgewood Schools is also a safe place, and you wanted to talk about your having another school resource officer. Tell me what's new in that area.
Yes, you know, when I first came to RBB, we had one school resource officer that covered all of our schools, and we've expanded that to two a few years ago by being able to receive a school safety grant from Homeland Security, and we just felt like we needed one more. Because when we just had two, we had one of our SROs who covered both the junior high and high school. And, of course, you can't be in two places at one time. And when emergencies happen, seconds matter. And so we felt it was very important to get a third SRO. And so we were able to hire Sam Miller. And Sam is an Edgewood graduate. And he recently started at the junior high. So now we have Jason Brown, who is at the high school full time. Sam Miller, who's an SRO full time at the junior high, and then Alec Leggio, who oversees the SR program, he's the SRO at the elementary schools. So we feel really good. These guys they work well as a team. They not only help us during the day, Mike, but they also help.
They do all the events, right?
They do the events, and they help our bus drivers.
Oh, great.
And if you'll ever hear the radio chatter in arrival of students or dismissal, you'll often hear one of our SROs really just giving the drivers information on if there was an accident somewhere, if a road's closed, and just all kinds of support.
And that's what it is, again, a community bringing everybody together and making sure it's a safe place for all of our children, from the little ones all the way up to the high school kids as well. Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest this afternoon. Your December board meeting is not going to be for a couple of weeks yet, so we've got plenty of time to get that agenda put together. Let everybody know when the final board meeting of 2023 is going to be.
It will be December 18th. At 6 o'clock, and probably the biggest item will be our school calendar for the 24-25 school year. This year I sent out a survey to our students, parents, and our staff, and it was the same survey sent to each population, but the data was collected individually. So the results we have results of what our students thought and results of what we thought our parents thought about the calendar. And we asked them questions about when they would like to see school starting. We asked a question about whether they wanted a full week for fall break or a full week for Thanksgiving. Well, you have to write the questions in a particular way.
Exactly.
Because, yes, they'll say yes to everything. I
think Dr. Jeff Oswald once told me that someone wrote him the perfect calendar, and it ended up having like 150 days of school. Well, of course.
Of course
it did. So what has the response been on the survey? 90% better? What were you happy with what came back?
I was very happy with the responses. We had I didn't really calculate the percentage of the return, but I was really pleased with the impact participation. I mean, in the survey results, and so I think it's a good indication. And pretty much, there's a lot of agreement with the calendar, pretty much what we do. But it's always good to seek out information and ideas from people, and helps me to plan ahead and know what everybody is looking for in a school calendar.
And you guys do this annually, or is this a school year calendar the next 2 years? How does that work?
You know, I just do it annually.
Okay, so you can be flexible, right?
I found out I used to do two, but I found out the one that was tentative, we always ended up changing it for one reason or another. So we just focus on the one calendar at a time, and go from year to year on that.
Well, that makes sense. And for those looking at the end of the 2023 calendar, when is your last day in the building before the Christmas recess?
We will be out of school. December 20th will be our last day. December 21st will be the first day of winter break. And then the first day back will be January 4th.
Gotcha. So folks know that. We'll remind them. I know the kids will remind their parents, but we'll help with the general public for you.
We put our school calendar on this little magnet. It's pretty cool. We put it on a magnet and put it on a refrigerator, And so it's always, you know, everybody knows where the refrigerator is.
Yep.
And so they could always find the school calendar and reminders about when school starts and ends and all that important information.
We might not know the square root of 382,462, but we know exactly when the last day before Christmas break is, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, you guys have fun. I know we've got almost three full weeks, well, 2.5 weeks before we get to all that. Have a fantastic final meeting coming up on Monday the 18th, 2 weeks from today. A great final day in the building, and then a super Christmas break, and we'll get caught up with you on the flip side in 2024.
Sure.
24, buddy.
Sure. Happy holidays to you and all of your listeners.